are listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks. Welcome to The Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this gorgeous, gorgeous place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at The Kevin Smith Show. For those of you who are joining us for the very, very first time, welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here, and I hope you make a habit out of it. It's a great habit to get into. Let's see. A couple of announcements pretty quick here. This is K-Files e-zine night. That means after the show tonight, we will begin emailing the K-Files e-zine to all of our subscribers. Now, the K-Files e-zine is, of course, our free weekly newsletter. And when we say free, we're not joking. It is. There are no strings attached. It's not like all the junk you run into out there on the internet where they say free and you go click it and there's 47 things you got to do to get whatever it is that's supposedly free. When we say free, we mean free. Here at the at the Kevin Smith Show, when we're talking when we say anything, we say it in English, and it means what it means. So if you haven't subscribed, go over to my website and subscribe. That's kevinsmithshow.com. Attacks. Well, we got hit again after the show last night. And I've spent all day re-uploading clean files to our website. That's the third time this week that we've done that. And I have to say that our people, the support people over at Bluehost, our hosting company, are super. They really are doing what they can to help us identify how this is happening and put a stop to it. But I want to thank those of you who sent me emails and warned me that you got an alert by your virus program when you tried to open the site. That's the way I find out about these things. So if you do run across something on the site that causes you to get an alert from your antivirus program, just send me an email and tell me immediately what it was you tried to open. And so I can chase that down and fix it. It's becoming a full-time, 40-hour-a-week job or more to keep reinstalling everything, but we have to do that to make sure things are clean. It's nothing coming from our computers here. The computers here are absolutely clean. And they get scanned by several virus programs before we start uploading things. And so it's something that's coming from out there. And it doesn't surprise me. And, you know, I've told you before, I've been doing the show for 9 years, and for 9 years we've been getting attacked. And so it doesn't surprise me. But, you know, here we are. We're still here, and you're listening. And things are working, so that's good, huh? All right, now tonight we're going open line again. I had to do that because I didn't know if we were going to have the site back up and running by showtime. I hoped we would, but I couldn't chance messing a guest up. So I had to postpone our guest for this evening. But we're going open line. We've got some good stuff to talk about. And you be sure and stay tuned and join in the fun. Get your fingers ready to do the dialing. We'll be back. And welcome back. As I said, this is going to be an open line live tonight. And I always enjoy those because, you know, we get to learn so much from each other. It's a big world in some respects. It's a very small world in other respects. But the point is, here at the Kevin Smith Show, we have listeners from all around the world. And we get to hear from people from all over the place and learn from them. Let's see about the, I need to tell you, tonight is Country Music Night. At the request of several of our listeners, they wanted to know when I was going to play country music again in the, during the breaks. And, I had several requests over the past, 2 or 3 weeks, and I decided tonight's the night we do it. And so all of the music in the breaks tonight is country music from independent artists at garageband.com. Last night we had a discussion, among many, many other things, we had a discussion about this story that hit the internet about stating that NASA had found this 10-inch statue encased in moon rock, and that they'd been they found it years ago, and they've been sitting on the information. It's been classified information for all this time. That was the story, right? Okay, well, and I showed you the picture that came with the article, we talked about the picture, but I also talked about the information. I told you that to me the picture looked hoaxed. And I pointed out reasons why. But the information itself is separate from the picture. And maybe I didn't make that point clear, but you need to distinguish that the article is not the picture. The picture is not the article. And I used as an example, having seen this story years and years and years ago about a face on Mars. And I saw it on the cover of a tabloid. They were not showing the actual NASA picture, but sort of their version of it. And I laughed at it. I said, yeah, right. And then as it turns out, although the picture was not the accurate picture, the story was true. There was this photograph that NASA had of the face or the head on Mars. And, of course, it's now quite famous. The information is not the picture. The picture is not the information. So I've gotten a lot of emails. I mean a lot, probably 40 or 50 emails within the past 24 hours having to do with the picture and trying to prove to me the picture's a hoax. I said it probably is. I gave you my reasons why I thought it was hoaxed. But I'm still not ready to toss the baby with the bathwater. I don't believe the story is true, neither do I disbelieve it. I will say that the story, forget the picture, okay? Forget the picture. You don't have to prove to me that it's a hoax. I tried to prove that to you last night. But the story, did they find something like that in these moon rocks? Now, we don't know yet. And if you toss the story just because you think the picture is a hoax, and I think it is, and I think it's pretty well proven to be a hoax, but if you toss the story, the information, you may be doing exactly what disinformers want you to do. Think about that. If the word gets out and you want to kill it, put a fake picture with it. People will show that the picture is a fake. They'll prove it. And because we have a propensity for lack of thinking, we'll toss the story with the picture. Don't do that. Now, the story may turn out to be a hoax. I'm not saying it isn't. I'm just saying be careful. That is a very, very, very effective tool of disinformers, to put a fake picture with a real story so that you toss the story along with the picture. Be careful. Hang on. We'll see. Time will tell whether that's for real or not, whether that information is for real. We know the picture's a hoax. So hang on. All right. NASA. NASA's in the news a lot. I mean, there's a real problem facing NASA. It almost appears as if the sun is setting on NASA. For one thing, they're running out of nuclear fuel for their deep space spacecraft, to power their deep space spacecraft. They're running out of nuclear fuel to do that. Of course, my suggestion is contact Iran and see if they've got a surplus they can sell you. But that's a problem. They're scheduled to shut down their fleet of space shuttles in 2010. The new spacecraft that is supposed to replace the shuttle fleet is having lots of design and engineering problems, and even if they were on schedule, which they're not, they would not be ready to fly until 2015. And that's if they meet their schedule, which they probably will not. Meaning that the United States of America will be without a viable space fleet, at least out in the public, the space fleet we know about, will be without a space fleet for 5 years. President Obama doesn't like that plan. He doesn't think that's a smart plan. And frankly, neither do I. Why would you retire a system before you have its replacement ready to fly? Why would you do that? I mean, no one has yet explained why they have to retire the space shuttle. Why couldn't you continue to fly the space shuttle until this new system is online and ready to go? I mean, to me, the whole thing looks like really excessively bad planning and bad management. Now, there may be, and I'm sure there are, details of which I have no knowledge. I'm absolutely certain of that. But of the details that I do know, and that is that the space fleet is scheduled to be put on the shelf in 2010, and the new system called the Constellation is not even envisioned to possibly be ready before 2015. That's a 5-year gap in which the United States has no means for manned spaceflight. Why would you do that? That would be like some gigantic company, some really big corporation, saying, okay, we're going to get this new computer program, new computer system, and we're going to put that system online in 4 years. So let's go ahead and unplug these computers that we're using right now. Let's just unplug them, and 4 years from now, we'll plug in the new computers. That's nuts. But that's the plan, and it makes no sense to me. So President Obama is taking a look at all of this, and he's saying the same thing. He's saying, you know, this doesn't make sense. And they're trying to figure out some ways to either keep the shuttle fleet flying or cancel the Constellation and move to something else that they can deploy quicker and more readily. So I applaud that. I think that needs to be looked at. I've said before that seems like a really dumb idea to me. But that's the plan right now, unless the president gives them a course correction. Now, on the other side of the fence, they're looking, the Obama administration is looking at the NASA budget, and, you know, they're not really ponying up the bucks that need to be ponied up here. NASA itself only asked for a 5% increase in their new budget. You got to wonder, you know, what's the matter with these guys at NASA that's all they asked for? I mean, look at this. If they get the 5% increase, that's $18.5 billion total for 2010. $18.5 billion. Now, that sounds like a lot of money, and it is, but what did we do? We've done, what, two or three bailouts for Wall Street now? For the bankers and for Wall Street. $790 billion in one of those bailouts. For bankers and Wall Street, for the guys that are taking your homes, closing your businesses, and giving each other bonuses. $790 billion. And all you can come up with for NASA, who has an entire universe to explore, is $18.5 billion? I mean, that's preposterous. That's absolutely preposterous. That's the kind of thing that you use. I mean, that's a punchline for a joke. That's nuts. Now, what has to happen, not that it will, but what has to happen if we're going to get serious about space exploration is NASA and its management have to be gone through with a fine-tooth comb. NASA and its management have got to be told that the things they're discovering out there, they'd better stop hiding, and they'd better start telling the American people what they're discovering and what this money is going for. And there have to be some legislative teeth put into this thing. But then you got to double the budget. I mean, let's get real about this. I'm saying this not just to the Obama administration. I'm not saying this just to the people on the team that are looking at NASA. I'm saying it to NASA. I'm saying it to the Obama administration. I'm saying it to Congress. I'm saying it to the Senate. And I'm saying it to you, the people. If you're serious about having a space exploration program that really does go out there and explore the universe, and you've got $790 billion that you can throw at the people who are shutting the country down, you certainly could double this budget, and it would be money well spent. We need to double the budget at NASA, and we need to tell them, okay, as you see, gentlemen and ladies, we're not joking. So you people, get on with this. Stop fiddling around and get on with this. Give them the money. Put strict rules, regulations, and laws in place that they have to disclose what they find, and then give them marching orders to get on with it and stop fooling around and stop giving excuses for why they can't do this and can't do that. Get it done, and get it done now. It can be done. It can be done. And to coin a phrase that was used in the campaign, I would like to remind all concerned, can we go to the moon? Yes, we can. Can we go to Mars? Yes, we can. What's holding us back? Washington, D.C. If you want things to get unscrewed, because they are at the moment excessively screwed, you have to start unscrewing them in Washington, D.C. And when it comes to NASA, the right rules, regulations, and management, and a budget that doesn't look like a joke is what's going to be necessary in order for NASA to get it done. And I certainly hope, and I know there are people in the administration that listen to this show, and that may, in fact, sort of anger some of them. I hope not. But on the other hand, I don't care. I hope you get serious about NASA or shut it down. One or the other. Either save the entire $18.5 billion and admit you don't really want a space program, or get serious about this and stop piddling around with a budget that looks like a punchline for a joke. Get on with it. Speaking of NASA, we'll open up the phone lines here in just a moment. But speaking of NASA, you're all familiar with Gary McKinnon, and you're all familiar with you know, the story about his hacking into NASA computers and into Pentagon computers, and the fact that they're trying to extradite him. We've talked about McKinnon. We've talked about whether or not what he did warrants legal action. We've talked about that a lot. I contend that when you go in someone's computer and you don't have their permission to be in there, you have broken the law. There are penalties for it. And just because you say, oh, I was just looking for UFO information, that's not enough. That doesn't cut it. And I use this example. Let's say that, you know, you're interested in UFOs. That's why you listen to this show. Or you're interested in paranormal subjects. That's why you listen to this show. So you come home one night and you find a burglar going through your house. What would you do? Would you call the police? Well, of course you would. And what do you expect them to do? You expect them to arrest him. And so they get there and they catch him in the house and they're about to arrest him. And he says, well, I was just looking for UFO information. Do you think they ought to let him go? It's the same thing when somebody breaks into a computer. But now, Mr. McKinnon from the UK is not alone. There is a Swede who has been indicted for hacking NASA and Cisco, you know, the Cisco Corporation. And a 21-year-old Swede was indicted on charges of hacking into NASA and Cisco, according to the U.S. Justice Department. His name is Philip Gabriel Peterson, also known as Staccato. He was indicted on charges of intrusion and misappropriating trade secrets, according to the Justice Department. This happened back in 2004. We'll talk more about that when we come back. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Just a little bit more about this Peterson guy that has been indicted. He's Swedish and has been indicted now by the Justice Department. And the indictment is a 5-count indictment of breaking into the computer system and network of San Jose, California-based Cisco in May of 2004 and stealing the operating system code. He also broke into computers, allegedly, that belonged to the U.S. Space Agency, NASA Ames Research Center, and NASA Advanced Superconducting Division. And that was in May and October of 2004. So it's taken a long time. It's taken 5 years for them to track all this down and put it together in an indictment, but they've done it, and he faces he's exposed to a possible 10 years in prison on each of the charges and a $250,000 fine on each of the charges. So that is going to be interesting to watch. I wonder if he's going to say something like, I was just looking for Mickey Mouse cartoons. Look, I get hit by these guys. Not the big super criminals. I don't think it is. Some of them are way beyond, you know, the hobby hackers. But I get hit, and I have to spend hours and hours and hours getting things repaired so that you can use the site, so that I can remain in the business of broadcasting the Kevin Smith Show. And, it, you know, I've done it 3 times this week. I have no sympathy for these guys. I don't care what their motive is. I don't care what it is they say they're looking for. These people that do this stuff need to be stopped. And so I don't support putting them in prison and throwing away the key. I don't support that. I think the time has to match the crime. But I'll tell you, they need to do some time. And, you know, I hope there is a cascade of prosecutions against these kind of people. All right, we're going to open up the telephone line. You may decide that you disagree with that, and that's quite all right. You may decide that you have something else you wish to talk about on Open Line Live. It is BYOT, bring your own topic. So we'll talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, it's Kevin from North Bay, Ontario. And yeah, I'll bring my own topic tonight. I always do.
All right. That's fine.
I just came across this. By the way, the ones that have been hacking into the Kevin Smith Show, I curse you.
So do I. I do it out loud.
Yeah, well, they better not meet me in a back alley somewhere because, oh boy. I came across a video from one of my good friends in the Netherlands. His name is John. He has his own little channel on YouTube, and he came across this video about Russian jaw-dropping UFOs filmed. It was actual flying saucers on a flatbed truck. Clear video of it. And I was going to call you on the show, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to email them to you, so you'll be able to watch for that email.
Yeah.
And another thing, what's going on with NASA and whatnot, mm-hmm. and the budget, that's just the budget that they're telling us on the mainstream media, that they're telling us peasants, you know. We all know about the secret space program. I actually wrote that on my blog earlier today. And,
well, what I'm saying is stop all that secret stuff. Put the budget out there. Make it happen. And tell NASA, look, guys, let's get on with this. Or shut NASA, one or the other.
Well, the thing is with the secret space program is that what a lot of people realize, it also goes into the UFO cover-up also, is that when all these UFOs are seen flying around, and when the space program was happening, we were in the middle of the Cold War. So it's understandable on why we would want to have some stuff classified, especially this kind of stuff, because if, let's say, the Russians figured that the United States government was in cahoots with a highly advanced technological society, that would have given the Russians enough reason to, you know, for a preemptive strike if they think that we got an advantage. And it's the other way around. So I think that's the reason why there was this worldwide cover-up and conspiracy with the UFOs and alien contact. And I think it's the same thing with the secret space program. And if you speaking about secret space, I think there's the secret space program has gone on long before NASA.
Oh yeah.
And because the one little clue for that is that in 1957 there was a comic strip that had come out, and it was about astronauts that had gone to Mars. And on the first thing you see on that comic strip from 1957 is the face on Mars. If people want to check that out, then go to truthism.com and check that out. They got it on there somewhere. And also, James Von Praagh came out with a new book not that long ago. We were talking about ghosts. Are you going to have a program about ghosts anytime soon, by any chance?
Well, yeah, we've got some coming up. It's not for the next month, but we do have some coming up.
Cool. Anyhow, that's all I wanted to talk about. I got nothing else, really.
All right. Thanks for the call.
All right. Have a good night, Kev.
Good night. The telephone line is open. The telephone number we're using tonight is 623-444-5889, or the toll-free number. And the toll-free number is 888-223-4599. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin. It's Don here, calling from Phoenix.
Hi, Don.
Yeah, did you get my email for the...
Yeah, I did. I sure did.
Oh, good. Were you able to download
it? Yes, I have not installed that yet, but I ran out of time. I was rapidly installing everything I could get installed to make sure that the show happened tonight.
Yeah, I figured that, but I knew there was a lot of stuff not working on your site, and I just wanted to be sure you got my email because I didn't know if that was working.
Yeah, I did get the email, and I did make the download, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, I suggested you a few nights ago, and I know you've been going through some hectic times here, so you've been pretty busy, but I got an email from Stephen Bassett, and I thought that I would suggest to you get Stephen Bassett back on the show before that deadline coming up at the end of May here.
Okay. I will be in touch with him. As a matter of fact, this is absolutely the truth. I read your email. I have it on a list of things to do, and would have done it today, except I awoke this morning to discover we had been hacked again, and I spent all day right up till showtime reinstalling stuff.
Have you ever originated what part of the... world or country most of these hacks are coming from?
Yes. The only problem with that is that these sophisticated hacker can make it appear that it's coming from someplace else. But a number of these are coming, if the trace were correct, they're coming from Beijing.
Okay, when they took down my forums, and I took down the forums because I could no longer handle it. I was getting 100 postings a day that I could not keep up with, and they were posting nothing but porn, and they were even posting kiddie porn, and I could not keep up with this stuff. But 90% of it was from Russia.
Yeah, when you do a trace, you know, there is a way, and I know how to do this, there is a way to mask your IP and make it appear to be something else. And when it traces that IP, it traces it to, for instance, if I use an IP address that's from Russia, I'm sitting here, but when someone does a trace back, it's going to follow that IP address, and it's going to show that it's in Russia. And so, you know, it's not real easy to track these people down.
Yeah, I know it's tough. And, you know, it's getting worse. You're saying how they implanted this virus on your server here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a number of sites I've gone to, and Paul Del Roberts, who you had on your show, who writes for my site, I went over to his site the other day, and my virus alert went off the same way. It went off, and I emailed them about it, and they thought they removed the file that was causing it, but I went back there, and it was the same thing. So, you know, I don't recall where it used to be this way, where you actually go through a website, and the virus alert would go off.
Yeah, it's this is a phenomena that is sweeping the Internet right now. And, you know, whoever is doing it, I hope they get caught. And where I don't think that McKinnon ought to have to do 70 years, I think that's a little stiff. Whoever's doing this, I think they should do 70 years, because I don't think we ought to throw the key away, but they ought to get a long time in jail, because this is not targeting just one or two computer systems like McKinnon did. This is internet-wide, and
yeah,
so it's affecting the whole planet.
Worldwide, and they're really doing a lot of damage, because it is our modern-day way of communication today, and if they're getting better at this, and if they can take down the whole internet, then that's pretty scary.
Well, yeah, and, you know, if that happens, we're just going to have to go out and buy some glue sticks. And the reason we need glue sticks is so we'll have to start writing letters again instead of using email.
Right.
And you just take a dollar bill and take a glue stick and glue it to the envelope, because that's about what your postage is now.
Right. Hey, you know, one thing, it's really good to hear you clear for a change and not to be able to listen to my echo.
It is good. And what we did, what happened was, one of our listeners in Ohio sent us the money to buy a new mixer. And this new mixer has the ability to do more separation of audio than the old mixer. So this is thanks to Dan in Ohio.
Yeah, thanks, Dan, because I was about to scream, man. I know that had to have been hurting you big time. I mean, even your guests were having problems here.
Yeah, and it was getting worse.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Kevin.
All right, thanks for the call.
Take care, bud.
All right. 623-444-5889 is the telephone number, or 888-223-4599. What do you think about it all? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Kevin in North Carolina.
Hi, Kevin.
How are you tonight?
Good.
Boy, when Don called in and mentioned Stephen Bassett, I thought he was going to steal my topic there. But, okay, I know someone called in a couple weeks ago, or within the last couple weeks, and mentioned what Stephen Bassett said at the X conference.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night you mentioned Sweden releasing, what is it, 18,000 files.
Mm-hmm.
And what Stephen Bassett, I got to hear the soundbite of what he actually said. And he was saying, you know, now this is not a threat. You don't threaten the United States. They have lots of big guns. Ha, ha, ha.
Mm-hmm.
He has that real deadpan humor. He says, but if the United States doesn't release soon their files, basically they're going to get one-upped by some other country in the world. And he said something about, you know, France and Sarkozy. And when I heard that Sweden is releasing their files, I'm going, maybe he does know something. Maybe the rest of the countries are going to start pushing towards disclosure and nudging the United States to cough up the truth. Because I think the other countries may want the United States to release what they know and share it as much as those of us that, you know, want to hear the truth here in the U.S.
Kevin, you want to hang on through the break?
Oh, that's all I had, Kevin.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. All right, folks, we have to take a break here, and we'll be back on the other side with more of your calls, your thoughts, and your comments. All right, welcome back. It is Open Line Live tonight. The telephone number is 623-444-5889, 623-444-5889. And the toll-free number, 888-223-4599. Yeah, the thing about Sweden releasing 18,000 UFO files, that's 18,000 of their own UFO files. They're also releasing thousands of files from Denmark and other Nordic countries, and thousands of files from the U.S. that they have on microfilm. And I said last night, I said, so there you go, U.S. You don't want to release the files? Looks like other people are going to do it for you. And I think the thing to do is for the U.S. to get out in front of the band. It's too late to be the band leader. In fact, other countries have already beat you to the punch. But the thing to do is to get out in front of the band and at least look like you're leading the pack by releasing all of that pent-up UFO information. Now, look, there's no one on the planet in their right mind would expect any government to release any sort of information about UFOs that have an actual national security implication. So that's not what we're calling for. That's not what we're asking for. If there are things, technological things, that cannot be released because of national security, real national security implications, not the bogus stuff that's just from your paranoia, but the real national security implications, don't release that. But, you know, most of the UFO information could be released. You wouldn't have to release the technical data. You wouldn't have to release that kind of stuff. But at least release the non-technical, non-national security information. And as I said, if you're not going to do it, it appears other countries are going to. It's Open Line Live. The telephone number is 623-444-5889, and I would urge you, if you have any topic on your mind that has to do with UFOs or with the paranormal, let's talk about it. It's BYOT, bring your own topic. One of the things that we've been noticing for quite some months now is that the new solar cycle doesn't seem to have kicked off in the way they thought it was going to. Now, what was predicted was that this solar cycle was really going to be one of the toughest ever. It has instead been one of the quietest ever. There are long periods of time now when there are just no sunspots visible, detectable. Well, now they're saying the sun is beginning to pick up its activity. We'll talk more about that in just a few moments. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. No, I guess you're not. Okay, well, let's try again. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, good evening, Kevin. It's Terry from Ohio.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, I just kind of wondered, you know, we went through all this stuff, you know, building the shuttle and getting this International Space Station together, you know, and then we're going to drop out of the, you know, drop off the map for the next 5 years while this thing's up there. I mean, have we even gotten anything out of it? I mean, what was it all about? I mean, we're going to give it to the Russians? I mean, you know, it just doesn't make sense at all.
It doesn't make sense, does it? There's nothing about this that makes sense to me.
The only thing I can think of is like, you know, when they wrote out the SR-72 or whatever, and it was still the state-of-the-art spy plane when they showed it to us, but they had something better. I think maybe now they're actually coming to a point where that NASA has run its course of, you know, look over here, why we're doing something over here, our secret space stuff that's going on. And they're finally going to, you know, roll out the real stuff and, you know, and show that we don't really even need NASA.
Well, you might be right. And look, if that's the case, then, you know, it needs to be done. If in fact, all of the rumors that we've heard and the stories that we've heard about having advanced spacecraft with anti-gravity propulsion, if all of that is not just rumor, if it turns out that that's true, then I think probably now's the time to roll it out. And if you roll it out, you don't need NASA. You know, so I agree with you. If that's the case, then let's get on with it.
The only thing I, you know, makes sense, you know, and, you know, it just, you know, this, you know, it served its purpose, and, you know, now we're really going to show you what we really have, and, you know, and move on, you know, because, like, I, you know, if you heard of any experiments or anything that the space station's done, except for us trying to build it, and then what's it going to do? I mean, just set up there? I mean, you know, how much money do we waste on that? I mean, I'm at a loss.
Well, I don't know that it's a waste. You've heard me say on this show, though, the same thing, and that is I am absolutely sure they've done valuable science, really valuable science, on the space station. But they haven't communicated that very well to us. And the reason I'm sure they have is because they have sent some really top scientists up there. And, you know, and these guys and gals, I'm certain we're not just floating around, you know, playing games in space. I'm sure they were working. So, you know, what's the deal? Tell us what it is. I'm with you. Tell us what we've gotten out of this and why we need to be involved with it. But I'm talking about the space station. And if what we're doing is not that important, then okay, let's shut down what NASA's doing because the space station's about it. Yeah, they've got the thing going to Pluto, and they've got two rovers on Mars, and they've got a satellite going around Mars. And yeah, but that's not $18.5 billion. So, you know, let's either double their budget and give them some marching orders and tell them, okay, you know, stop playing around. Let's get on with this. Or, if you're not going to do that, shut them down.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just, also, you know, as far as this internet stuff, you'd think that, you know, especially our high-level security places would have better security. But my brother told me, he runs a computer store in Toledo, Ohio. He says the only safe computer is one that's unplugged and in the closet.
That's true. Yeah, just remember that no matter how sophisticated a security system is for a computer, that security system was written by a human.
Right.
Anything a human can build, another human can disassemble.
That seems how it works.
Yeah.
One's up with chip.
That's it.
That kind of made us great in a way.
Well, I'll tell you what. I hope they start packing these hackers into the jails. I really do.
Yeah. Well, it's the bad thing is we probably, you know, we'll have to give the government over more authority over the internet, you know, and then to be able to track these guys down and, you know, lock them up like the perverts or stuff or whatever, you know, and then we'll start losing rights and things.
Well, I got news for you, Terry. We don't have to give them more power. They're going to take it anyway.
Well, right. Yeah, I agree with you, but I mean,
since they're going to take that authority and that power, I say, all right, let's see some results. Let's see some hackers packed into the jails.
Yeah. Yeah, it's usually their model for us to beg for them to help us, you know. That's their thing. You know, problem, solution, whatever, however that goes.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a mess. And like I said, things are already so screwed up. You know, if you want to unscrew them, you got to start in D.C. All right.
Yeah.
We got to take a break. Thanks for the call. Folks, we'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. It is a miracle that we are here tonight. I got up this morning and did as I always do. First thing I do is I check the email, and I check it every few minutes throughout the day. And my inbox was absolutely stuffed with emails from people letting me know that the site had been infected again. And so I immediately began uploading a clean install again for the third time this week. And so here we are tonight. I hope that we are able to, I hope this is it. I hope that we don't have to do this again. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Debbie from Columbus.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, I have to agree with Kevin. I think he mentioned it. It's so much clearer now. I mean, I have a heck of a, I had a heck of a time hearing you half the time when you were asking who was calling and where were they from, because I was hearing the feedback and everything. You know what? These folks that are doing this to the website and stuff, to your website, we need to infect them with the swine flu.
No, no, because they might get over that. Well, they might get over that. What we need to do is put them in jail.
Well, no, not necessarily, because if their health condition's not well enough, they may get really, really sick, and maybe that'll just teach them to, you know, not do this stuff anymore.
Well, I'm kind of a crusty old hard-hearted cop, but I don't want anybody to be infected with that. Or with anything else, but
you know,
I know you're kidding.
It's wishful thinking on my part. but NASA, you know, I tend to believe there's just so much going on that NASA's operating on two fronts. I think what we're presented with is what they want to show us, but I think there's kind of a black ops thing going on underneath that they're not telling anybody about. I mean, we know it is because of the government. The government is not releasing any of the UFO files or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's really kind of stupid and sad at the same time that, you know, all these other countries around the world, you know, mainly in Europe and Japan and possibly China, are going to release UFO reports and things like that that they have in their governments,
mm-hmm.
but we're not in ours. I mean, what's to fear? You know, we're supposed to be one of the superpowers of the world, but it's almost like our government's kind of like a child crouching in a corner, afraid to come out because, you know, he accidentally broke a glass of milk on the floor. To me, that's just, it's silly. I mean, what's there to be afraid of? Does the government really think that the majority of the American people are just going to be so shocked that we're going to fall down in a dead faint? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I just don't understand that. I really don't. I just,
well,
but I tend
to, I'll tell you what, you know, and you've heard me say this before. There are some very real reasons for them to be a little nervous about it. And they have to do with the economy. Now, we've seen what happens when only a handful of very large corporations got a cold, you know, and look what happened to our economy. The whole country was plunged in the tank, and in fact, the whole world economy was. when just a handful of very large corporations in this country had a little bit of a little touch of the flu. And I think we're probably going to be able to pull out of this. But it's not, we can all see it's not easy. And it's something that we're going to have to be paying for as a nation for many decades into the future. Now, that's just with a handful of corporations getting a touch of the flu. If this UFO information contains what we suspect it contains, it's going to be devastating to the to everyone having anything at all to do with the oil business. Now, there are people that say, okay, well, so what? Let them go out of business. Well, the problem with that is companies that have nothing to do with the oil business have their pension funds invested in other funds, and those funds invest in oil. And so you're going to have mortgages, you're going to have pension funds, you're going to have municipal bonds, you're going to have all kinds of things go in the tank if the oil industry goes under. So it is a serious matter. It's not a simple matter, but it's one that's unavoidable, and they have to manage it, and they've got to do it, because if they don't do it, it's one of those things that if they don't do it, don't manage it on purpose, the information is coming out anyway. And if they don't get ahead of the band and manage this thing properly and get the information out in a way that will not destroy the economy, then it's going to come out anyway, and the whole world economy will go in the tank unrecoverable.
Well, I agree with you, but at the same time, it's going to have to come out because we can't keep going the way we're going.
Well, that's what I said. It's going to come out. And what has to happen is, I mean, I understand the trepidation. I do understand it. But they have to understand they cannot keep this from coming out. It's coming out. It's beginning to come out already. And they've got to get in front of the band, and they've got to manage the flow of the information. You can't stop it from coming out, but you've got to manage it so that it doesn't hit you all on the same day.
Right. Well, I think another thing is, too, they have to realize that the majority of the American people, it's not like we're living back in the 40s and 50s where there was the big fear of UFOs and things like that. They've got to realize that the majority of us are very educated in the subject. Many of us have had contact experiences and or abduction experiences, so we know all about it. So for us, it's not going to be a big deal. Again, it will be a big deal for, of course, those folks who have either don't believe in it or have not experienced it. But I tend to believe that that's kind of a small group of people. I think that maybe three-quarters of the folks in the United States are somewhat familiar with UFOs. I mean, if they have not had those types of experiences happen to them, they have studied about it, or they've read about it, or they've seen videos on YouTube, or have gone on the internet, or listened to your show, or Coast to Coast with George Norrie, or anything like that. So I tend to believe that the government tends to look at us as kind of like sheep, that we're not very knowledgeable about this, and I basically say that's not the case. Many of us are.
Now, I know what you're saying, and I don't really disagree with it, except this. I think they know that. I think they are using the excuse about panic, knowing that that's not real. I think they're using that as a cover. I think they know that most of America would not panic. it's a good story, so they use it, you know. And they've got this Brookings Institute report from, what was it, 27 A.D.? I mean, that report is so old, it's an ancient scroll now. But, you know, they've got that.
One of the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Yeah. But I think they use that knowing it's not true. I think they use it because it's a good story.
Well,
however, the real panic would happen if they release the wrong kind of information too rapidly and collapse the oil industry. Absolutely everything in our economy is tied to the oil industry. There's 100% of everything in this economy is tied to the oil industry. If you collapse that, you've collapsed not only our country, but the world. They have to be careful.
True. That is definitely true. Well, but also they're going to have to realize that, you know, the world does not have an indefinite supply of oil. You know, and that sooner or later we're going to have to change over to another alternative way of powering our vehicles and things like that, because most people don't tend to believe that, you know, the world has a limited supply of oil. It does. It really does. And sooner or later, that's going to come up and slap them in the face, too, and they're going to have to deal with that.
Well, that's true.
I kind of like the idea what Ford's doing with they're actually trying to get where they're doing, you know, the little hybrids there and stuff, the little hybrid cars with their Ford Focus. I think that's a good idea, but I think if they would have done it maybe 10 or 15 years ago, maybe the auto industry wouldn't be in the predicament that it is in now.
Well, I think you're right. And I'll say this, and then I've got to move on. I've got some other callers trying to get in. Sure. But let me say this. I have no sympathy for the automobile industry. They dug themselves into that hole, and they just need to enjoy it. They are where they have prepared to be. Debbie, thank you for the call. All right. Just missed that call. All right, the telephone number is 623-444-5889, 623-444-5889, or toll free at 888-223-4599. Toll free again, 888-223-4599. All right, from Norway, Bjarne writes, now that Sweden and Denmark are releasing files, talking about the UFO files, he says, perhaps my own country, Norway, will release something as well, because I know many UFOs have been seen here as well. Have you heard of Hesdalen, a famous place for strange lights being seen? J. Allen Hynek visited this place back in 1985. No, I have not heard of that, but I will check into it, Bjarne. And he says, perhaps the reason the USA has not yet released documents is because they, for some reason, just can't. Well, it could be what I just mentioned about collapsing the economy. Look, this information's coming out. It can't be stopped. And the only thing that the USA government can do, actually, is manage how it gets released. It's coming out already. Caller? Okay, somebody didn't want to stay on hold. 623-444-5889. When you call, if you can hear me in the background, you're on hold. Please stay there. 623-444-5889 or 1-888-223-4599. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. This is Mike from Kentucky.
Hi, Mike.
Well, there's a lot of good arguments going on tonight about why they won't release this. I feel like that it's probably more than anything else because of all of the things that they have done over the years that they'd have to make amends for to the public.
Mike, I'm going to have to ask you to speak directly into your phone. You're muffled. We can barely hear you.
I'm sorry. Is this better?
That's better.
Okay. Yeah, as I was saying, I think that the main reason is because of accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Things that they've done over the years to cause people harm and suffering is the thing that's going to delay them saying anything.
All they have to do is pass a law granting immunity. Just like they did to grant immunity to all the telephone companies that did the illegal wiretaps at the request of the Bush administration. And when that came out and it was ruled that they were not legal, they passed a law giving them immunity. And, you know, these guys in D.C. can give themselves immunity. They can give their friends immunity. They do it all the time. So... if they're afraid of what's going to happen, all they have to do is, you know, on a legal front, all they have to do is give themselves immunity. But look, there is an aspect of that that is correct, in my view, and that is even if they give themselves immunity, they won't be reelected.
No, and there will be those people who lost family and friends over the years will take it in their own hands to make amends for it.
Yeah, it could be. That could be exactly what happens.
They fear that.
Yeah. Well, and they should fear that. But they should fear that before they do those things to the people that hired them.
That's correct.
Mike, thanks for the call, man.
Hindsight's 2020, Kevin.
I'm sorry?
Hindsight's 2020.
Well, yeah, it is. Hindsight is 2020. But right now is a good time for them as they look 2020 at what they have done to us. Now would be a good time for them to start making decisions real quick that they're going to stop right now doing those things to us.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Well, they, you know, they got to get the message. If they don't get the message, the people who own the country happen to own D.C. as well. And, you know, it can be corrected.
That's correct.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen. It is Open Line Live tonight. You can bring your own topic, and we'll talk about whatever is on your mind. 623-444-5889. That's the number to call. 623-444-5889 or 888-223-4599 is toll free. If you live outside of the United States or if you live outside of Canada, you can use the flash message feature on my website. Just go over to my website, scroll down, you'll see a link that's right in the middle of the page that says flash message. And if you're outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, you can use that. I'll read it on the air just as I did the flash message from Bjarne. You know, this whole thing about the information coming out is something that these guys in D.C. really need to pay attention to. They need to pay attention to the fact that other countries are not under their control. Other countries have a lot of information about what's happening in the USA. They have a lot of high-level information in their classified files about UFO phenomena here in the USA. Now, I'll give you an example. We talked about this the other night. One example is the UK released a lot of their files. And in the batch of files that they released, there was a file that told about a U.S. pilot who was stationed in the UK. And he was sent up to shoot at a UFO. He was sent up to shoot one down. He was dispatched from a U.S. base that was there in the U.K. And then they told him, you know, there's this UFO up there, go up there, shoot it down. And their file, we had heard about that. That rumor was out there. But the file they released gave the details of it, and it gave the pilot's name, Milton Torres. So the lid, the secrecy, the cover was blown, bam, just like that, no matter what the U.S. wants in regard to that file, it is now public domain. Now, other countries are like Sweden is releasing all of these files, and among them, thousands of files from the USA that they have on microfilm, and they're releasing them. Now, you see, that's what I'm talking about. These guys here in the U.S., these senators, these congressmen, these generals, whoever's in charge of all of this information, these directors of various agencies, they need to realize that the secrecy, the lid on the secrecy, is off. Other nations are going to release your information. Now, if you don't manage by releasing that information yourself, there's going to be a tidal wave of repercussion. You can't stop it. It will happen. But if you manage the release by doing it yourself, you can minimize and even mitigate some of the repercussions, and maybe all of them. So it just makes sense, from my point of view, it just makes sense to get out in front of the band. The band is already on the field. They're already marching. But get out in front of the band and at least manage the flow of the information and make sure that the information is already coming out, but make sure that it comes out not like a tidal wave, but as something a little bit more manageable. 623-444-5889 is the number, or 888-223-4599 is the toll-free number. What do you think about this this topic? What do you think about what I'm saying? Now, you may think I'm all wet on this, and that's okay. We have freedom of speech on this show. You may think I'm all wet on this. If so, give us a call. Tell me that you think I'm all wet on this and why, and we'll talk about it. Or maybe you agree with what I'm saying. But why? Why do you think it's right? Give us a call and let us know. Sunspots, I mentioned this earlier. Sunspots are important because sunspots have a very direct impact upon what happens here on this planet. Now, back in 1859, there was a coronal mass ejection of massive proportions. It caused caused telegraph wires to spark, set fields on fire all across North America. It was a really massive problem. And if we have one like that, if we have one of that power that hits us today, they're saying that it will take between $1 and $2 trillion to repair all the damage, and it will take up to 10 years to do so. Caller, if you want to hold on, we've got a break coming up, and I'll get to you first up after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this break, more of your thoughts and comments. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin. It's Don again.
Hi, Don.
Yeah, Terry said something, alluded to something about this, that I think that NASA is scuttling the shuttle because maybe the Obama administration is saying, hey, look, things are tight right now, fellas. You're either going to have one space program or another, but we're not going to pay for both. We're not going to pay for the black op, the secret one, and we're not going to pay for your your public front one. So either make up your minds, and I think that's what they're going to do now. I think possibly they're just going to scuttle the shuttle, then they're going to roll out these ones that's been kept secret, and they're going to say, hey, folks, look what we developed now. Look what's new, you know. We just pulled off the shelf.
Scuttle the shuttle, huh? You're a poet and didn't know it. Well, yeah, that might be what's up. I don't know, but you know, I fully think that what they should do, if they're going to keep NASA, double the budget, go through the management with a fine-tooth comb, get everybody unscrewed from all that secrecy, and tell them, now get on with it. Or, if they're not going to do that, they need to just shut it down. $18.5 billion for exploring the universe is a joke. That is a joke. And you got $790 billion that you can give to bankers that are shutting people down and giving themselves bonuses? That's nonsense.
Yeah, but that is nonsense if that is our only space program. If it's not, if it's just the front to fool us, then it's nonsense for us to put one red cent into that space program.
Well, I agree, but that's why I said you have to go through the management with a fine-tooth comb and unscrew them from the secrecy. And stop all the secrecy and then get on with it.
It's like going through the CIA with a fine-tooth comb. You know, well, where are you going to get to that bottom of the secrets there? I think NASA is one of those outfits, like CIA or one of the other top-secret organizations, that we're never going to get complete answers from.
Well, if that's the case, they need to close. But, if it is possible, and I think it is possible, but if it is possible to go through them with a fine tooth comb, you might actually have to make them ingest large doses of laxative and clean out the crap. Now, if they do that and tell them, now look, stop all this top secret stuff. You're supposed to be exploring space. You tell the people what you're finding. And get on with this. If they do that, I think it could be cleaned up. And if they do it, then they ought to ought to throw money at it that is not a joke. $18.5 billion for exploring the universe is laughable.
Well, if they got this black space outfit, you know, like we've heard about for so long, all these years. Eventually, they've got to bring that to the public. I mean, how can, what are they doing with it? I mean, whose benefit is it for? If it's our benefit as the general public, who are the masses, then eventually we've got to hear something about it. We've got to know something. They just can't keep that a secret from us forever and say it doesn't exist. Even, you know, if they got these anti-gravity triangle UFOs, giants UFOs, you know, are they just using them for their own purpose? No, they got to be using them for some purpose for the benefit of us in the future. So somewhere along the line, we've got to know something.
Well, Don, they can keep it a secret forever. They shouldn't, but they can. And,
benefiting from it.
How about this? Back in World, right after World War II, it's actually starting in World War II, they started doing secret experiments on U.S. citizens, exposing them to radiation without their knowledge or permission, and then monitoring the changes. And they did this even by putting irradiated milk into orphanages. Nobody knew about this. And we would not have known about this if the Clinton administration had not decided that this was just so abhorrent they had to tell it. And they did. But if the Clinton administration had not decided to rip the lid off of that, we still would be sitting here in 2009 not knowing it.
Yeah, I get your point there, but I'm saying if they got this a huge technology they've got into use, then it's got to be for some reason. It's got to be for some reason for the masses, and to never bring it forward and say we're never going to do anything with this, it makes total no sense.
All look, let's follow your scenario and Terry's scenario. Let's say that the Obama administration, they're reviewing the entire NASA program now. So let's say they decide, all right, we're going to shut NASA, and you guys are going to have to fly the stuff that has been black project stuff. Okay? That's what you're going to have to fly. All right, now, if we follow that scenario, let me tell you, the only thing they'll roll out and fly is the stuff that's already obsolete.
That's like Intel, you know. Well, they've always say, well, we just developed a faster chip, but you know, they've always got I don't know how many generations of faster CPUs on the shelf already. It's just to keep their business going, you know.
That's right.
Pull them off as you know, as we're hungering for a little bit faster one and a little bit faster one. And
the technology that we get to see is 40 to 50 years behind the true state of technology. And actually, I've had one person here on the show that said we're 200 years behind the true state of technology. So what we see when they roll out the newest, latest, greatest and deploy it, it's already been obsolete for 50 years.
Okay, what I don't get, though, then, when we get into wars and we're having all kinds of people die in these wars and they're not using the best of their technology and they got it there that can save lives, it just makes no sense to me. And I agree with you. I do think they're holding back, but for whatever reason, it's beyond me. It's just, you know, to let people die, but that's the way these guys run the world, you know. They are cold-blooded souls who don't really care.
Well, I think you and I have talked about this on the air before. I always go back to something Storman Norman Schwarzkopf said during the first Gulf War. When we rolled out all of those, you know, the Patriot missiles and all of this, you know, smart bombs and smart missiles, and they're flying down smokestacks, and people are just awestruck. Schwarzkopf, in a press conference, the world is just awestruck. All of us were awestruck. We didn't know that we had missiles that you could fly right down a smokestack or put through a particular window. And here we are already awestruck. And he says, speaking of Saddam Hussein, if he will not surrender, we have things to throw at him he can't even imagine. And when I heard that, I said, wait a minute, you're already throwing things at him that none of us imagined. And a reporter asked him what he meant about that. And he said, the true state of technology is, he said, 20 to 30 years ahead.
Yeah.
And he said, what we're throwing at him right now is obsolete.
I believe that, but I still it still come back to the same point, is that these people were letting people die in wars by not using some of this technology that we think they have or that they do have. You know, why aren't they using it? It's just, what are they holding back on?
Good question. I don't have an answer for you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. All right, the telephone number is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. Or toll free at 888-223-4599. You know, that's one of the cool things about Open Line Live is you get to play your own topic. You get to bring your own topic to the table, and we'll talk about it. Yeah, the true state of our technology is way ahead of what you can imagine. Now, someone mentioned this airplane earlier. We called it the Blackbird, and it was the fastest aircraft ever built. So we thought. Now, it was so highly classified, they never even admitted they had it until they retired it. This plane went into service in 1965. It was retired, I believe, in 1982. That's when they publicly admitted having it. They still will not talk about how fast it would fly. But when they retired it, don't you understand, they only can do that if they have a replacement for it, something better. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yes, it's Clay from Arkansas.
Hi, Clay.
And hi. I wanted to, let me get my thoughts together here. Like the Federal Reserve makes money out of thin air. When they help those companies, it's make believe. It's done on computer and it's all make believe. I just wondered what your opinion was about that. You know?
Well, our currency is make believe.
Yeah,
it's
you agree to
yeah, that. It's make believe. Let me give you an example. When you were a kid, you could go get your hair cut for 50 cents or 75 cents. You could buy a Coca-Cola for a nickel. You know, and a postage stamp was, what, a nickel. And now, you see, that haircut will cost you $15 to $25. The postage stamp will cost you 44 cents. And the Coca-Cola, if you walk into a convenience store, you're going to pay a dollar and a half or more for that Coca-Cola that you used to buy for a nickel. Now, the value of those products didn't change. They're still worth what they're worth. What happened was the value of the money decreased. Now, as the value of the money decreases, the price goes up on the products. It takes more of that money to buy that same product. And the real trick in all of this is that as the money has devalued, employers have made a killing on this because they've been very reticent in raising your wages equal to the devaluation of the money. And so you take someone that's making 10 bucks an hour. And, you know, I've got a lot of experience with cops and security companies. So let me use a security guard for an example. 5 years ago, there were companies paying security guards $10 an hour. Today, they're still paying that $10 an hour. But the security guard has lost the buying power of $10. And he's got the buying power of about $8. You want to hang on through the break?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. We'll be back, folks, right after this. All right, we're back at the Kevin Smith Show, and let's go back to Clay on the telephone. So what I was saying is that here in this country, employers use wages to control prices. And so between those employers, it's not all of them, but probably 95% or more do it, between those employers and the banks, once free citizens of this country are indentured servants, and your buying power is plummeting, your wages are not being adjusted for the decline in the value of the money, so your buying power is plummeting as your wages stay the same. And at the seat of all of this is the Federal Reserve System creating more currency and debt out of thin air.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got one thing more to say. Like under the old Bush, we were so far in debt. You know, they have that clock in New York City, you know, showing how many minutes the government was spending money. Well, anyway, Clinton came along. He got us out of debt. And then the new Bush came along, got us back into debt. But I really, sir, believe this. Americans are very industrial people. Even when we fight and we think together, and I think we'll pull out of this. Eventually we will. So,
well, I think we will. But in order to do it, we're going to have to unscrew Washington, D.C. If we keep sending the same jackasses to Washington, D.C. that got us in this mess, we're going to keep getting the same results.
Yeah. And another thing is probably we need to develop chambers of, okay, like all this solar energy and wind power and everything. We probably need to develop chambers where we could pump oxygen into them and then use it like a battery system. No one has ever thought about that, or I've never heard very much about it. Like you pump oxygen in, you know, and then you reverse it to create electricity. I've never heard a lot about that either.
I haven't either.
It's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. You understand? All right, good idea.
Yeah,
Clay.
It is, but I've never heard a lot of people talk about it.
I haven't either. I sure haven't. Clay, I want to thank you for the call. Interesting stuff. All right, we have time maybe for one more call here. It's 623-444-5889 or the toll-free number, 888-223-4599. Yeah, now, before you say, oh, now, wait a minute, you know, I thought you didn't talk about politics. I didn't say anything about politics. I talked about good sense. Politics is if I say this or that about the Republicans, this or that about the Democrats, and this or that about this candidate, that politician. I'm just putting a blanket over D.C., and I'm telling you, who screwed the country? Who screwed the country? The people driving the ship. If we are experiencing shipwreck, people driving the ship did it. Just remember that. 623-444-5889 or 888-223-4599. This next solar cycle, or this solar cycle, is beginning to heat up, and sunspot activity is beginning to increase. And they're saying that their previous predictions about this being a particularly rough cycle could still come to pass. If that happens, we could see some really devastating results down here on the deck. If we have a coronal mass ejection, if we have a solar flare that is anywhere near the one that hit us in 1859, the majority of the electrical and communications grid in North America will fry. Now, if that happens, and most of the satellites will be knocked out. Now, if that happens, they're saying it will take between $1 and $2 trillion and up to 10 years to repair it. Perhaps we ought to get someone in here that's a solar expert. We'll try to see if we can find one. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? Hello, caller. Okay. We need to get someone in here to talk to us about this, and someone that is an expert, and explain to us what do they think we can expect Can we expect that we're going to see a major solar flare like the one in 1859? Is that what's coming? If it is, we need to know about it, and we need to know if there is anything you and I can do to get prepared for this. If, you know, they probably can't give you the date that it's going to happen or the time of day, but if they have reason to believe that it is going to happen, we need to know. Now, I've got an article here where they're, you know, they're sort of dancing around that issue, and they are this is a report by the National Academy of Sciences, and you know, they're saying that it could happen. Well, yeah, it could, and the Easter Bunny could be real, and you know, but I really think we need to know a little bit more information than just what could happen. We know it could happen. This was there was an international panel that on Friday said it expects the upcoming solar cycle to be the weakest since 1928. There is another report saying that the current solar cycle could be yet one of the strongest, even though it's been weak. So you see what I'm saying? It's sort of, you know, well, which way is it? What do we really know? If we don't really know anything, then I think we ought to say that in these articles instead of putting stuff out that's a little bit alarming. And this, well, the headline on this says, warning, sunspot cycle beginning to rise. Warning. Okay, and then it talks about all the terrible things that could happen. Well, I think we need to know a little more. And I'll see if I can find a solar expert. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, if you know of a scientist that is a solar expert, please forward the name to me, and I will see if I can get in touch with that person. I'd like a little bit more information on this. This really could be, if what they're saying comes to pass, a rough ride for the whole planet. All right, don't forget that this is K-Files night. That means we go off the air, and I start sending out the K-Files e-zine. So it's very important. If you haven't yet subscribed, get over to my website, kevinsmithshow.com. Subscribe to the K-Files e-zine. It's absolutely free. There is absolutely no genius in not subscribing, because that's where you get all the information about what's going on here at the show, as well as what's happening in some other parts of the world with reference to UFOs, with reference to cryptozoology, with reference to paranormal information. K-Files e-zine. That's it. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.